I need to tell you a secret. It's already too late for you. As soon as you heard my voice, it was over. You see, my voice has something special. It permeates minds, makes them open to suggestion, makes them crave my approval. You clicked a link, pressed play, and just like that, you are mine. You may think I'm joking, that it doesn't work like that. But soon you will realise. You will find yourself thinking about me at random moments. A little voice whispering to your thoughts. At first, that voice will be pleasant and soft like a lover's touch, reassuring you, coaxing you into thinking that I want what's best for you. My voice will be the one to lull you to sleep and the first thing on your mind when you wake up. I will be your imaginary friend, a closely kept secret that you won't trust with others. And then I will start playing with you. I will wake you up at 3 a.m. with lustful dreams and ideas that you won't be able to get out of your head. I will make you pant, a hand between your thighs, desperate for release. I will help you, of course. I will say all the things you want to hear. I will tell you to come for me. And you will. You will thank me. Of course you will. During the day, you will hear me constantly. You will be at work or trying to chat with friends, and suddenly I will start describing with great detail how I want to force your legs open, leaving a trail of love bites along your inner thighs and assault your pussy with my mouth until you're nothing but a whimpering mess beneath me. You will try to make the thoughts go away, but eventually you'll have to excuse yourself to the nearest secluded place to take care of your pathetic needs. You will come back breathless and dishevelled, and everyone will know what a slut you are. And during the nights, I will forbid you from wanting anything else than to be fucked senseless. You will rub your clit and finger your pussy until your fingers tremble with exhaustion, until your wetness soaks your hand, and no matter how much washing can take that smell away, soon you will stop going outside, you will stop meeting people, you will barely even sleep. Enslaved by your primal need to relieve that ache in your clit, I will make you insatiable. You will give yourself orgasm after orgasm, even when it hurts, when it becomes more pain than pleasure and your moans are replaced by cries of agony. The thing is, every moment not spent trying to pleasure yourself will be a nightmare, a hellscape of sensory deprivation. Everything that you once liked will be meaningless. Your favourite foods will taste like ash in your mouth. So you will keep making yourself come over and over, each release more difficult and painful than the last. Eventually, when either your hands or any toy that you own will have stopped helping, you will beg for it to stop. You will actually beg, like one begs for their life with every fibre of your being. You will beg to be alone to that voice in your head, and you will cry sweet tears of despair for me. You will hate it, and yet you will ask for advice. So I will plant a new idea in that empty head of yours, something you'll be sure will cure you of your addiction. If you fuck enough people, if you defile yourself enough, maybe I will be satisfied and set you free. You will go out barely clothed, put yourself on display, your tits, your ass, your pussy. You will make a fucking show of yourself in public places just to get some attention, offering yourself to random strangers. You will beg for any finger, any tongue, any cock to fill your holes in any way they please. They'll abuse you, you know. People are like that. You'll give them everything and still they will take more. They will paint your body with their cum. They will write on you all the disgusting things you let them do. For everybody to know. Some of them, those who are the most like me, they will play games with you. They will put a knife under your chin and make you choose between an orgasm and the right to stay alive. You will be known as the fucked up slut who always chose to come. And all this time, you'll hear my voice praise you, degrade you, threaten you, all to mould you into that perfect fuck doll. A free you slut too broken to say no and too graceful to be taken advantage of. See, I don't care how many people end up fucking you. I don't care how desperately you suck or lick them. I only care about owning you. And at that point, you will be owned entirely. You will be nothing. You will be fuck meat. You will be my puppet. I will be your mistress, your God. I will never be satisfied with you. I will never let you go. I will laugh in your ears while they violate you. For now, though, I'll just be a memory in the back of your mind. And soon enough, not a single corner of that mind will be yours anymore. Good night.